Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein and I work for Cello Group. This screencast is part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos in which you'll learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from both native code in C++ and managed code in C# with .NET. In this video, we'll talk about tab thumbnails and taskbar live previews, which are two advanced features oriented towards MDI and TDI applications. We've already seen quite a few features of the Windows 7 taskbar in previous videos. We started with overlay icons and progress bars, which are ways to convey status information from your application using only the taskbar button. Overlay icons present an icon in the lower right corner of your application's taskbar button, and progress bars allow you to show a full progress bar in the taskbar button itself. Then, we talked about the anatomy and structure of a jump list. Jump lists are a way an application can use to display common tasks and recent or frequent documents to the user, and we've seen how to customize these categories and these tasks. Then, we talked about thumbnail toolbars. This is a way to provide a sort of remote control into your application from the taskbar button itself, without you having to actually switch to the window in order to perform useful work. And finally, we talked about thumbnail clips and more advanced customization of thumbnails in the context of a single top-level window. And in this video, we'll focus on tabbed thumbnails and previews, which is an advanced feature for TDI and MDI applications, so that you can customize previews and thumbnails in these cases as well. Now, this video relies on some API fundamentals that we covered in the introduction screencast, so you might want to see that video before proceeding. We've already seen how to customize and clip a thumbnail preview for a standard application that has top-level windows. We've done that in the previous screencast. However, if you attempt to create child windows in your applications, such as tabs in a web browser, they will not be reflected in the taskbar as thumbnails. And the reason is that the Windows Desktop Window Manager, the DWM, does not interact with non-top-level windows. And you have to perform a great deal of work to achieve a behavior similar to Internet Explorer 8, which you see here on the slide, where each tab is reflected as a taskbar thumbnail, and you have support for switching between them, activating a tab, ordering them, and actually closing them from the thumbnails themselves. And all of this takes some special APIs that you have to call to interact with the DWM. Now, what we've learned about thumbnail customization and live preview customization is going to be useful in this case as well. But we'll have to figure out a way to make the DWM talk to our windows, even though they are not top-level windows. Now, let's see what is the kind of functionality we're trying to achieve. This is Internet Explorer with three tabs of various Microsoft websites. I can see a preview of each tab, even though only one of these tabs is actually visible if I open Internet Explorer. If I click one of them, it opens in Internet Explorer even if it wasn't currently selected. If I reorder the tabs, then this reordering is represented in the taskbar thumbnail again. And if I close one of the tabs, then it closes in the Internet Explorer window itself. And again, we want this kind of functionality in our application. So, because DWM can't talk to windows that are not top-level windows, we have to somehow create top-level windows. I'll call them proxy windows, to actually talk to the DWM on our child window's behalf. These top-level, invisible proxy windows will be reflected to the taskbar as thumbnails. And then you tell the DWM that these proxy windows provide the actual thumbnail and live preview representation. You set the same window attributes as before to specify that the proxies want to customize their thumbnail and live preview. And you use special APIs of the iTaskbarList4 interface to register tabs in your taskbar button, to reorder them, to activate them, to remove them when they are destroyed, and so on. Now, the proxy windows do not display any user interface, but they are responsible for interacting with the DWM. The DWM will send your proxy window the window messages for customizing thumbnails and live previews. It will request the thumbnail and the live preview bitmap on demand. And the proxy windows have to somehow obtain these bitmaps from their original child window or tab. because again, the proxy window doesn't have any user interface whatsoever. So you must have a way to grab a bitmap of the tab or child window when asked, and this isn't always easy. Internet Explorer 8 uses very advanced techniques, including a DirectX surface, and its rendering code is all custom. But if you have standard controls, standard Win32 controls hosted in your tabs, you might find that sometimes you can't even obtain a preview bitmap reliably. And there's no solution to this, it is something you have to handle as part of your application, and it's by design. Additionally, it's your proxy window that receives messages from the taskbar with respect to tab activation, closing tabs, switching between tabs, and so on. And so the proxy window should probably redirect these messages to your main window, and the main window will choose the actual child tab to show or destroy, and so on. Now let's see this in action. I have a sample application here that has three tabs with various controls. I have a tab with a simple text control, I have a list box, I have a tree control, I can check an item and select it, I can move through these tabs easily, it's a standard Win32 tab control. And now, if I try to look at the application thumbnail, it only shows me the current window. And again, it has no way of knowing that I have three tabs. As far as the DWM is concerned, there's only one window here. It's the main window. And you don't want the DWM to assume that each child window should have its own thumbnail, because this button here is also a child window, but you don't want it to have a thumbnail. So if I click Show Tab Thumbnails, I'm telling the DWM right now that I have some proxy windows for it, and I want each proxy window to be represented as a separate thumbnail on the taskbar. And now I switch between the windows again, it's all the same as far as the UI is concerned, and when I look at the thumbnails, here they are, exactly as in Internet Explorer 8. I have the tree thumbnail, I have the list thumbnail, and notice the switching in the UI in the main window, and I have the text thumbnail. And this is exactly the behavior you probably want in your application, if you have a tab control and you want thumbnails to reflect each individual tab. Now there's full preview support, and you can also switch between tabs. You can close one of the tabs from the taskbar, and it is closed in the application itself. And all these operations, again, act exactly as in Internet Explorer 8. Now, the code behind this application is actually more complicated than in previous videos, and it's part of the Windows 7 Training Kit Hands-On Labs. It's called the Taskbar Hands-On Lab. It's written in C++. A part of this Hands-On Lab is a standalone tab window class that I wrote, and it can be downloaded separately from the web. It handles all the nitty-gritty details of creating proxy windows and handling their messages. And the main dialog only has to register an event sync, and the proxy windows call back on that sync whenever a live preview or a thumbnail is requested. It also tells the main dialog whenever the tab window is activated or the tab window is closed. And in this application, actually the only way to close a tab is by closing it using the taskbar button. So now let's take a look at some of the code. First of all, we have the standard dialog procedure for the main applications window, and all it does is forwarding to another method the actual main dialog procedure, which is a member function as opposed to the static function we've just seen. And then there's a lot of handling going on here, and the most important parts of it would be DWM send iconic thumbnail, DWM send iconic live preview bitmap, but this is for the main window, and we're not talking about the main window anymore. So the actual code that takes care of the thumbnails we've just seen is in the tab window class, and it has an invisible proxy window, like I told you, and that proxy window is created in the tab window class constructor. It actually calls create window X, and it positions it at such an offset outside of the screen that it would be never visible to the user. I don't have anything shown in that tab window either. And now the dialog procedure, the window procedure for that tab window handles the messages that come from the taskbar itself, such as activation here and closing the tab here. And these messages are forwarded to the main dialog. And there's also handling of the DWM send iconic thumbnail and DWM send iconic live preview bitmap messages, which are generated by the DWM as the user hovers over one of the thumbnails and wants to see a preview bitmap. And these methods, let's take send thumbnail for an example, all they do is talk to the sync. And that sync is your main dialog. So there's actually two-way communication here. The main dialog creates a proxy window, which is represented by the tab window class. And then the tab window class has a way to call back and indicate that it needs a thumbnail. Now, for example, the main dialog here uses a helper class called tab preview container that implements the onSend thumbnail method and the onSend preview method. All it does is actually use a standard library map of handles to windows and HBitmaps. So the main dialog somehow stores and caches the live previews of all the tabs in the application. And this actually happens when you switch from one tab to another, because as long as the tab isn't shown, there's little chance that anything is going to change inside it. And then when requested, this class simply returns the value from its internal map. Now the default behavior here, you can see, is to actually grab a screen capture, which is done using another helper class, of the window handle specified. But this is not the recommended way of doing that, because the main dialog probably knows better than to just grab a preview, grab a bitmap, grab a screenshot whenever it's requested. But this functionality is also available. So to summarize, it's the tab window that does all the heavy lifting. It's the window procedure of the proxy window that handles activation of tabs, closing tabs from the taskbar itself, and the send iconic thumbnail and send iconic live preview bitmap messages, which are generated by the DWM when the user requests a thumbnail for one of the proxy windows. And since the proxy windows represent your child windows, it's the actual child window bitmap that is displayed. For more information about the Windows 7 taskbar, other than the series of screencasts that we are starting with this one, take a look at the Windows 7 tag on Channel 9, at the Windows 7 blog for developers, at the training materials available regarding the taskbar on Channel 9, and at the Windows 7 training kit that has some hands-on labs in native and managed code that show you how to use the Windows 7 taskbar. For a high-level design and engineering overview, for example, why the taskbar was designed the way it was, take a look at the Engineering Windows 7 blog, the E7 blog. For API details in any of these videos, consult the MSDN documentation in the SDK. And of course, the sample code for each of these videos is also available together with the screencast. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.